For baseball fans, it's been a big weekend.
Beebe throws and Bob swings it. It's a long one. Deep to left field. Klesko goes back. He looks up and it's gone. There it is. Number 700 for Barry Bonds. He hit it to the opposite field.
In case you missed it, Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants hit his 700th career home run yesterday, the third major league player to do so after Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron. Bond is hoping to become the number one slugger of all time before he calls it quits. Another record may be in the works this season. Back in 1920, first baseman George Sisler of the St. Louis Browns posted 257 hits for the season. It's a record that has stood for 84 years. But as the current baseball season draws to a close, Ichiro Suzuki, the Seattle Mariners superstar, has that record in sight. Ichiro, known simply by his first name, needs 23 hits in the final 15 games to break the record. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Fans at Seattle's Safeco Field have had little to cheer about this year, but when Ichiro Suzuki comes out of the dugout to hit, the crowd goes wild. To watch Ichiro approaching the plate is to watch something almost zen-like. Clad in black wristbands and gloves, his ritual is always the same. First, he swings the bat almost like a golfer. Then he reaches skyward and moves the bat around in a circle. He squats and stretches, practically doing the splits. Only then does he move to the batter's box.
I see a player unlike anyone I've ever seen.
Larry Stone writes about Major League Baseball for the Seattle Times.
The motions that he goes through at the plate, the way he sort of sizes up the pitcher with his bat.
Extending his arm and slowly aiming his bat directly at the pitcher.
It's almost like the bat is a telescope and he's eyeing the pitcher. And then when he hits the ball, I see a guy who almost seemingly can hit the ball at will. There's an old baseball expression, we Willie Keeler, hit them where they ain't, and that's what Ichiro does. He seems to know where the fielders aren't, and that's where he hits the ball.
And now the southpaw back with a 2-0 pitch to Ichiro now, and a breaking ball hammered into the gap in right center field. That's not only going to be number 232, it's also going to give the Mariners a lead.
When the Mariners signed Ichiro as a free agent 4 years ago, they knew they had someone special. The 27-year-old was one of Japan's best baseball players. He'd won 7 consecutive batting titles. In his first season in Seattle, he was both Rookie of the Year and the league's most valuable player. His lifetime average here hovers at .338.
He's had an amazing run. We have season tickets right behind him. First row.
Sarah Thompson and Linda Shin are among his many fans.
I kind of see him as a graceful bull. He's focused and he's ready. It's like he's ready for the kill. I mean, he's just focused and he knows what he needs to do.
Most of Ichiro's hits are singles. In an era of power hitters, Ichiro has mastered the art of hitting the ground ball. Baseball writer Larry Stone says the outfielder can bash, slap, drive, dribble, top, and chop his way on base. The Mariners' hitting coach, Paul Molitor, notes Ichiro's concentration, hand-eye coordination, high-velocity bat speed, and the ability to break for first just as he makes contact. It's said he can go from home to first base in 3.6 seconds.
There are people like Wade Boggs and Rod Carew and Tony Gwynn and all people that were extremely gifted hitters, but he's probably above those guys mainly because his speed is puts him at a different level than those other players.
Leaning back in his large black leather chair in the Mariners' dressing room after a recent game, Ichiro looks a bit uncomfortable, or perhaps bored, as a gaggle of reporters crowds around him. There is no eye contact, no flicker of a smile when he's asked about his quest. And while Ichiro speaks English, he prefers to work with a Mariners translator and answer questions in Japanese.
It doesn't matter if it's the first at bat of the year or the 700th at bat of the year. There's always going to be pressure. It doesn't matter who you are. You're just going to have pressure.
Ichiro has until October 3rd to rack up hit number 258. The season is 8 games longer now than it was back in 1920, but few people in Seattle are calling for an asterisk should Ichiro beat the all-time season hitting record. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.